In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. We'll continue in this season as our lead-up to Great and Holy Lent with another meditation on the sacrament of confession. The gospel passage that we've just heard is in itself a wonderful prototype of what goes on when one makes a confession. In the two brothers and their reaction to the actions of their father and what they do with what their father has given them, we have two icons. And perhaps for many of us, those icons are combined when we come in repentance before God and what happens and what we bring to make our confession. The central questions of salvation are, what will I do with what God has given me? And have I allowed myself to be changed, to become like God? The two brothers are emblematic of these two questions. The Father has given to both of them all of His substance, as much as was due to them. He gave them, the word in the Greek is of His own ousia, His own substance, His own of what He is. He has shared with His two sons. And our part is, what do I do with it? Have I allowed the substance of my Father, my Heavenly Father, to change my character? One son took all of his inheritance, all of the property that was due to him at once, and goes off on his own. He leaves his father and squanders all of it on pleasures until there's nothing left for him to purchase. Yet, in his destitution, where he has nothing left, no more pleasures to buy, he's in the midst of a pigsty, desiring the slop of the pigs to eat. He comes to himself. He returns to his own sanity, and realizes his mistake in the midst of his suffering that is caused by his own choices. And he goes and says, I will go back to my father, for at least there, the substance of my father, maybe I don't deserve to be his son, but the substance of my father is enough, that I won't be in this situation anymore. And with this thought, he begins his journey to the Father. But the other son that we hear about second uses all of what his father has given him. In fact, by his own admission at least, he says that he uses it well. But, and here's the critical difference, he is not changed into the image of his father. He uses the things God has given him, his father has given him. He uses that substance of the Father, but his pride, his vanity, keep him from changing. Keep him from celebrating with his Father, from partaking in the joy that his Father has. And he shuts himself out from the banquet. No one has kicked him out, but he will not enter. So to love is to learn to be like God. And this is what that other son was missing. Both sons were missing it, but in two different ways did they misuse the substance of their father. And in one parable, the first part of the parable, we know that one is changed. And we're left in mystery about what happens with the other son. But we know that both of them need to learn to be like their father. In other words, they need to learn to be like God and be changed by the Father who gives Himself to them. Confession, then, is really the realization that I am one of these two sons, not both of them at once. We have the image of these two sons before us. In a confession, I speak of all that I have squandered. of my selfish misuse of what God has given me in my life. Chasing after pleasures of the flesh, perhaps, after vices and sins. Or I might simply be stating in all the way, word, or thought, or desire, that I realize I'm not like my Father. I'm not like God. In a confession, we first reveal our deeds, because so often we're like the prodigal son in our actions, and we can easily identify those things. And so we uproot them. And then we go back to our Father and say, I have squandered. Forgive me. And we know how the Father will treat us. But confession can also be when we come with all of those misaimed words, our misaimed desires, our wandering thoughts, where we know that these are not the thoughts of God, these are not the desires of God, this is not how God would speak to myself or to others. Two. In both ways, we can come to ourselves. Like the lost son, we can deal with our ungodlike character so that we may be restored and join the banquet of heaven in the Eucharist. St. Nikolai of Ohrid says that when a man does not have love, he finds himself in a maze of paths and rushes one way and the other, implying that he can't find his way out. But the spark of grace that we hear about in the prodigal son in the parable is when someone realizes how bereft he is in his outward actions by the multitude of sins that we commit in action. And perhaps more importantly, we come realizing that internally, how unlike the Heavenly Father I am. The penitent, the one who comes to confession, is one who truly knows he has lost his way by making independent choices, autonomous choices, that have no reference to the love of the Father. We simply act and not think about what it is that the Father in heaven would have me do, or have me think, or have me desire, or have me speak. Confession is the way out of these twists and turns, out of the maze, because when we come to confession, the humility that we experience in it draws down the grace of the Holy Spirit and reveals the path forward. So when we come to a confession, we can ask ourselves, am I like the prodigal who is coming and returning to the Father? Have I made a choice to sit in filth, but I know that I need to be renewed? At that realization, that even when I come to God in this way, that even like the prodigal, that I will eat better as a servant in my Father's house than I am now, if we can say to ourselves, I will do something different. I want to be different. I will again devote what my Father has given to me, for that is much better. I at least know that He will provide for my needs if I go and do that. And we can make the same journey that the prodigal journeyed to his father and hear the same words that the father gives to the prodigal and be restored not just to servanthood, but to the wholeness of the sonship that the father desired to give to him. For when he arrives at the father's house, he runs to him. The father is the embodiment of patience, of forgiveness, and joy, which are the three greatest characters of divine love. These virtues of God, patience, forgiveness, and joy, are bent toward the prodigal son, who has come seeking to reunite with his father's house. And so the prodigal is embraced by the father and brought to the banquet table, and he is fully restored again as a son. Or we might ask ourselves and say, am I more like the pride-filled son, the one who stayed, taking advantage of his father's things, the advantage of his father's substance, because he stayed among the property. Says he used it well, and he isn't contradicted by the father. But inwardly we know that perhaps we are not like him. This is where we can make our confession. We could say that maybe we don't have those really big outward sins. We don't bring those to the confession because they are not our sins. But we know that our character is wrong. Where the prodigal left the father's blessing, this son is shutting himself out from joining the banquet. This son's character is one of jealousy and offense. From his mouth spews forth actions of pride, covetousness, and anger. And these stop him from joining the banquet. His mind is filled rather with thoughts like these. I'm not like him. He deserves nothing. How could you be happy about his return? Give me what you are giving him. I deserve this more than him. This son at this moment, where actually the parable ends, has not yet become like his father. And he needs his father's words to bring him back to sanity and to love. This son, the father loved very much, as one just as much or more than the one that left. He watched for him too. And for him, he leaves the banquet to converse and to restore him to the joy that he needs to bring him into the celebration of the whole house. St. Romanos the Melodist has this wonderful poem that I know I've shared before, but it's one of my favorites regarding this parable. So I want to share it again, because St. Romanos extends where the parable ends. He imagines the dialogue that the Father has after we stop hearing from them in the Gospel. St. Romanos says this to the Son who has not yet entered the banquet. Incline your ears and listen to your Father. Your place is always with me, with all my angels. But he has come covered with shame, naked and ugly, crying out, have mercy, I have sinned. Father, and I implore, I who have offended you, accept me as a hired servant and nourish me for you. Love, for you love mankind, you the master and the Lord of ages. What should I have done as I heard his lamentation? How could I not have pity and save my son as he grieved and wept? You, the prosecutor, I appoint a judge, for I always rejoice in loving mankind. How then could I become inhuman? It was my entrails that begot my child on whom I have had mercy. Therefore, my son, with all those who have been invited to the supper, celebrate and make melody with all the angels. For your brother was lost and has been found. He was dead, and beyond expectation, he has returned to life. When he heard these words, the son from his father, he was persuaded and shared the gladness with his brother, and he began to sing and to say, all of you shout with praise. Sin is forgiven, and whose iniquity has been covered and wiped away? I bless you, lover of mankind, who have saved my brother, and also you, Master, Lord of the ages. St. Romanos gives us this beautiful image of the son whose heart is now changed. My brothers and sisters, confession is for all of us. The Father is looking to restore, to wash away the filth of the pig stall, and to wipe away the inner sins that perhaps are hidden from others. Confession is not just for the prodigal, for all of those big deal sinners. It's not just for apostates, murderers, and adulterers of the world, though of course forgiveness is offered to those that repent, even of those sins. At times we Christians are not good followers of Christ, and we do fall into some smaller form of these death-dealing sins, if not the grave sin itself. But most of the time, we are much more like the second son, the one who stayed and worked in his father's house. We have hidden sins, sins mainly buried in the soul, hidden within the mind and heart, only hinted at in our relation with our brethren. We need our own moment of realization, like the one that the prodigal had. I am not so like my father, but I need to be. I have shut myself off from his joy and the joy of his house, in my word, in desire and thought. I am far from his character. The love he has, his patience, forgiveness, and joy are not who I am yet. But I seek to become like him. When someone realizes this, then so much more joy and love will come to them when they come to confession. And when the absolution is bestowed especially. Our Father bestows on us the joy and the celebration of the banquet in those sacramental moments. The doors we have shut or refused to enter are opened, and we step in the banquet into the banquet of our Father. For now, we are more like him than we were before. By confession, we step away from sin, whether outward or inward, and are changed, for we have spoken with our Father, and he has washed away the stain of sin and renewed us. Amen.